USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Joe Biden celebrating a very super Tuesday as the former VP won at least 9 states, including a surprise victory in the big delegate-rich state of Texas.
People are talking about a revolution. We started a movement. We've increased turnout. Yeah! The turnout turned out for us.
The Democratic race for the White House now seemingly narrowing to Biden and Bernie Sanders. Sanders winning 3 states on Super Tuesday. He's likely to win Maine as well, and is leading in the biggest state of California. Italy is shutting down all of its schools and universities for 2 weeks in an attempt to contain the COVID-19 coronavirus outbreak. There have been about 80 deaths in that country, most located in the northern regions, and they've confirmed over 2,500 cases of the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
President Trump is planning to visit the tornado-ravaged Nashville, Tennessee area on Friday, tweeting that the U.S. stands with the people of Tennessee and will provide whatever they need. FEMA is reportedly on its way. Here's the Putnam County Mayor, Randy Porter.
We were told last night that they felt almost 100% that we would probably be declared as a disaster area when it comes through FEMA, but they are going to be on the ground today.
In what was the worst outbreak of tornadoes in Tennessee since 2011, at least 25 people were killed, and dozens more are unaccounted for. The Pentagon says U.S. forces have carried out an airstrike against the Taliban in southern Afghanistan, the first such attack since the two sides signed a peace deal on Saturday. A military official saying the strike was a defensive measure aimed at disrupting a Taliban attack that was being planned against Afghan security forces. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
U.S. companies are still hiring despite the coronavirus scare. The just-released ADP private payrolls report for February showing that employment, excluding government jobs, was up by about 183,000 last month. The report was better than analysts were expecting, though the January number was revised a bit downward to 209,000 jobs. Last month, smaller companies were leading the way when it came to creating jobs, with financial services adding the most jobs in February. The defense team for Joseph DeAngelo, the man suspected of being the Golden State Killer and the East Area Rapist, revealing their client has offered to plead guilty to avoid the death penalty. DeAngelo is accused of killing 13 people, raping more than 50 women, and burglarizing dozens of homes during a California crime spree that lasted through the 70s and 80s. The former cop was arrested in Citrus Heights in 2018 after DNA submitted to a public genealogy website linked him to cold cases. An estate panel is recommending Rod Blagojevich be disbarred. Blagojevich recently had a corruption sentence commuted by President Trump. Yesterday's ruling by the Illinois Attorney Registration and Disciplinary Commission coming a week after the three-member panel heard arguments over whether the former Democratic Illinois governor's law license should be revoked. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.